So aspiration, desire. I think desire sounds a lot more interesting than aspiration. So we can say desire, aspiration, wish are synonymous. So desire, aspiration, wish. They're all mental factor, aspiration. So all our desires, our good desires, our uncontrolled desires, are aspirations or wishes. And the difference between a wise person and a fool, so listen carefully so you know which category you come under. The difference between a wise person and a fool is their aspirations. What are they wishing for? What are they desiring? So, for example, we're human beings. Are our desires the same as a dog? You know, dogs like, we know a lot about dogs. Dogs like to curl up on a nice cozy bed, nice and warm, and fall asleep. And so do we. And dogs like to sniff about other dogs. Anyway, and anyway, you can check. You think, I'm not a dog. I'm a human being. I need to use my mind because it's a mind of a human being. We can decide what desires to have. We don't need to be led by uncontrolled desire. We can decide. We can decide how to make our life happy and meaningful through the desires that we have. So this is a human being's capacity. An animal, an insect, can't come to this class and learn how to make their life truly meaningful. They can't do that. Even the most intelligent dog can't do that. So we need to make sure we're using our human mind for the uncommon characteristics of a human mind, which you'll find out from this section on aspiration. So what is aspiration, desire, wish? The definition of aspiration is a mental factor, so that's part of the mind, that focuses on a desired object and takes an interest in it. So from amongst all our mental factors operating at the moment, mental factor aspiration focuses on a desired object and takes an interest in it. That has huge consequences, as we're about to find out. Aspiration, desire, and wish are synonyms, so they mean the same thing. So if you want to know, for example, are Buddhist monks and nuns full of desire? The answer is yes. We train in desire. We make sure that our desires and our wishes to be of benefit to others are not contradictory. So we don't abandon desire. We abandon uncontrolled desire. So these things are important to understand. So if someone asks me, Genla Dekyong, are you full of desire? I'd say yes. My main desire is to follow my teacher and make my life beneficial to others. That's my main desire. For example, so it's helpful to think we're not abandoning desire, we're abandoning uncontrolled desire. Thus, we are listening to this teaching or reading this book because we developed an aspiration, a desire, or a wish to do so. So unless you were forced into this class, kicking and screaming, and really didn't want to come, but were hijacked, you had a wish. You think, it's Wednesday night. What shall I do tonight? Oh, this How to Understand the Mind teachings in the temple. How wonderful. I would like to go to that. And that mind wishing to go turned into a mind actually going, and we find ourselves in the temple. So this is very, you know, we text something like this, we think, oh, that's, yep, so simple. Actually, it's amazing. We do what we wish to do. If you didn't have a desire to be here tonight, you wouldn't be here. If we don't have a desire to make our life meaningful, it won't be. We do what we wish to do. We are being completely, our life is being determined by our desires. We need to be very, very careful what we're desiring. So we need to desire things that actually make us happy and make others happy. This is called correct aspiration or correct desire. So we've never learned about these things. Nobody's ever taught us. So everything, if from the depths of our heart, and that's important, there's a huge difference between wishing intellectually and wishing from the depths of our heart. If from the depths of our heart we wish to do something, we will do it. And if we don't, we won't. So what you do and don't do, so let's say, for example, you wish you could meditate every day. If from the depths of your heart you wish that, you will. If intellectually you just think, I should, it would be nice if I could, but I can't because I prefer my nice warm bed and my snooze button or whatever we say to ourselves. If from the depths of our heart we don't wish to meditate, we won't. So please never forget this. We do what we wish to do. That's what we're doing. We do what we wish to do. So if we have a very strong wish, we will do that thing, even if it's a bad thing. You know, Geshe-la says in the book, Living Meaningfully, Dying Joyfully, if we wish to kill, we will kill. If we wish to steal, we will steal. If we wish to cherish others, we will cherish others, because we do what we wish to do. So then I think we can understand how extremely important this section on our own mental factor aspiration is. It's going to determine everything in our life, our aspiration.